From Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Tanya Coombs. City of Peoria department heads have been working on the spending plan for 2014. It's the time of year the City Council begins considering the budget blueprint. Last year, the body approved the current budget by Halloween. It was balanced. This year, the aim is to get the 2014 budget in place by Thanksgiving. Our guest to talk details on the subject are Peoria Mayor Jim Artis and Peoria City Manager Patrick Yurick. Mayor, City Manager, welcome to Outside the Horseshoe. Thank you for taking your time to be here with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's budget time in the city of Peoria. Patrick, that generally means some extra hours for you and the top city staff. Talk about the preparation process, would you?
Well, what we've tried to do and what we've aimed for is to have a budget completed by about this time in the year where we can turn it over to the council so that they can start their deliberations. Last year, we were able to get that completed before Halloween. This year, for a couple of reasons, we're probably not going to make that. But our hope is that by the end of November, right before Thanksgiving, we'll be able to move forward and have the budget adopted so that we can move into 2014. We're doing some things a little differently this year, and that's taking up some of the time that we've had in terms of crafting a budget. And that is we're trying to present a budget for 2014 and 2015. So we're working towards looking at a budget over a 24-month period to see if we can't look at the operations side as well as the capital. We presented to the City Council a capital budget a couple weeks back that is a plan for 5 years. And generally, we've put together 5-year capital plans that run out that far. It lays out our spending priorities when it comes to roads, bridges, infrastructure needs, fleet. We have a lot of fire vehicles and police vehicles and public works vehicles that we have to replace. Any type of technology projects that we have. There's different types of sidewalk, bike path issues that we have that we want to put in. So it's a large capital budget. And for 2014, that's nearly $24 million is what we're looking at.
That is where citizens really might define in the day the quality of their community.
Well, absolutely. And I think that what we've tried to do within the budget over the last couple of years is focus on infrastructure. We've doubled down our efforts at putting money towards roads. Mm-hmm. University Street from War Memorial Drive up to the entrance to Metro Center at Marlene Drive has been improved this year. Plans are in the works to improve University Street from Nebraska up to War Memorial Drive, which will be coming up in the next year.
All of it seems to be needed.
It's very needed. Yeah. You know, University Street is the street, the major north-south arterial street that we have inside the city of Peoria that is controlled by the city, Knoxville being the other one, and that's controlled by the state. You obviously, War Memorial Drive kind of goes east-west and then north-south, and that's controlled by the state as well. So we have nearly 23,000 cars a day travel that stretch of University Street from Nebraska up to War Memorial Drive. So we'll be looking at how we can improve that stretch of road. Working down in the warehouse district, we've got the continued efforts on Adams Street, Jefferson Street, Washington Street to finish up the Tiger II grant and the Washington Street project. That will be going forward next year. The final phase of the Orange Prairie Extension will be underway as well in 2014 as we move that through. We're looking at putting in an improvement to the intersection of Radnor and Alta Roads, which is another area that's in our critical growth areas in the northwestern portion of the city. We're seeing that area grow. We need to improve that intersection. We have money in this upcoming budget to complete the next phase of Northmore Road, which is a critical east-west road that we have that runs through the city as well. So there is a lot of road work that we have that's either underway right now and that will continue into 2014. But there's also other streets that we're planning for as well, looking at Sheridan Road, for example, and some of the improvements along Sheridan that we know that we have to take. And then eventually we'll start to see some additional work on Glen and on Forest Hill and some other streets. So,
remind us about the funding mechanism that the city put in place that will allow the city to do more overlay in the future.
The Arterial Street Overlay Program is where most of this work is coming out of. And really the way that we're able to do that is that For a number of years, we were paying for residential trash collection out of the general fund, and we had moved many of the operational items, salt, streetlight equipment, things like that, into our motor fuel tax funds. So we changed the way that we were accounting for all of that. We increased the residential waste collection fee, so that garbage fee went up and is now, next year it's planned to be $14 instead of the $13 that it is today. And that's the way that we were able to open up the door to do more infrastructure improvements and to really try and address what it is that's really one of the major areas of improvement that we need to make, and that's in our arterial streets. Now, hopefully, as we move into the new capital budget, we're going to be doing an assessment in 2014 of our residential streets as well, so that we can start to get back to some pavement preservation in our residential streets and look at issues such as curbs and some of the residential streets that we haven't really touched in about 4 years, and we need to get back to dealing with those as well.
Mayor, the capital budget is fairly well set, and you guys collectively kind of know where you're going. Now it will be a matter of each individual council member weighing in, speaking about what they want and what they don't and what they would rather see in its place, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit, would you?
From the standpoint of the capital side of the budget, most of these projects have been in the budget for some time. So
not a surprise to anybody.
It's not a surprise. Some of them, or most of them, have already had the engineering work done and everything. So it's just they're next in line. So in terms of the council discussion, usually when you have extended discussion and debate on capital projects, it's when you're putting them in the pipeline at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Of which none of these that the manager has indicated, I don't think, are new projects. So the debate isn't expected to be real long on any of those.
Sure. Main Street and University intersection,
yes.
Where's that going to fall in there?
Well, Main Street and University is one of those situations where, you know, it was an unfortunate situation where we had a water main break that occurred in the middle of the intersection, which led to a lot of flooding and inconvenience for people on a Friday afternoon when that occurred. But with that, we've really looked at this as an opportunity, knowing that as part of that replacement of the pavement in the intersection, that we have an opportunity to work with the water company to really rethink that intersection. We worked with the council. We worked with Bradley, and we hosted a public meeting that
one
was...
One of the largest that the city has seen public meetings in a while.
It was phenomenal. We had over 145 people at the meeting, got great input from the community. Outside of the Central Business District, that intersection at Main and University, because of Bradley's presence, is the most highly traveled intersection for pedestrians. And it's also one of the busiest intersections we have for traffic, for vehicular traffic.
Is it one of the top three in the city?
It's one of the top intersections. I don't know if it's in the top three, but you have nearly 60,000 cars a day in that intersection. You have a lot of traffic. You have a lot of pedestrians. You have a lot of business and commerce and activity at that intersection. And so we've looked at a number of different avenues. The staff has on tonight's agenda a report back that outlines some of the input that we received from the public. We know that we've got some money that the water company will have to put into the intersection, but we're going to have to look at how we might be able to take some other dollars that are in the capital budget and apply it towards this project. It's not going to happen this year. There's no way that we're going to get the intersection improved before the end of 2013. So that gives us the opportunity to plan for it and to look at how we can do the types of improvements that will protect the intersection for pedestrians, make it more pedestrian friendly, enhance the commerce in that area. I mean, we have some very major businesses,
yes,
and restaurants, and also we have, you know, the jewel of our higher education system here in Peoria with Bradley University.
So that intersection particularly is landlocked. So rethinking it, thinking out of the box on that for designers and engineers, all going to be very important.
It is.
Is now very important.
Absolutely.
All right, that's the capital budget. Are there any other high points we need to talk about there?
Not on the capital side.
So last year the city had a $188 million budget. That was about $2.6 million more than the previous year. It was a balanced budget. The
Correct.
City was supposed to end 2013 under that budget blueprint with about $2.5 million in the black, mm-hmm. always a happy place to be. Where does the city stand currently in budget planning?
On the operating side, as I said, we're looking at trying to put together a two-year operating budget. So we've been trying to wrap up 2014 and look at 2015. Had some great input from the department directors in terms of their budget requests, knowing that we're not really looking at doing a lot of new things. We do know that we, with the recent acknowledgement from the federal government, that we have 6 new police officers through a COPS grant that the council had agreed to move forward with. So it's 6 net new officers that we'll have in the budget for the upcoming year. We also know that from an operating budget standpoint, probably the major thrust of the challenge in balancing the operating budget has been the fact that while many of our revenues are growing at inflationary levels, what we're seeing from a wage and a pension cost and a benefits side growth is that they've been growing faster than the rate of inflation. And so we've had to look at how we can make adjustments to revenues, tighten our belt in certain areas in order to balance that. We work with our labor management committee on healthcare, and they were able to make significant changes to our health plan that cut the budget. We started the year with a $3 million budget deficit, and they were able to cut that by $1.8 million. Now we've been making some other adjustments, looking at where our revenues are coming in at and making some other areas that we're cutting that will present to the council a balanced operating budget. And then they'll be able to take it from there. Even with those 6 additional officers, it will be a balanced budget, and then we'll be able to move forward.
Mayor, talk about the idea of creating a two-year budget. This is a new way of thinking to council members.
Well, I think, you know, it's something that we've talked about for a long time, and this will be the first time that we've actually begun the implementation of a two-year budget. And really, that second year is not really written in stone. But it gives from a business perspective, it gives the council and the management team a focus on something outside of this next 11 months.
Sort of, if you would equate it to driving in the mountains, you always look where you're going, not the road immediately in front of you. Same kind of concept?
Yeah, it really is. I think part of it is to get away from some of the, I wouldn't call them pedestrian issues of putting together an annual budget, because they're important as well. But it's also looking at it long term and realizing that as you get into two-year cycles, you're looking over a longer vista of saying, what are our long-term operational needs and where do we have some problems that may pop up, particularly as if we know that our revenues are growing on an inflationary basis, but we also know that we've got some pressures from whether it's labor contracts or benefit increases, or if it's just the additional cost of managing our pension systems, then you know that you have to make adjustments and you have to start to look at that to figure out how you're going to deal with that long term.
Right, and of course pensions have been an issue and appear to be an ongoing issue depending on what the state does or doesn't do.
Well, and I think the important thing on pensions for us is that you know, we are committed to funding our pension systems that we have, both for through the statewide IMRF program, which is for the municipal employees, and then for our downstate police and fire pensions for our police and firefighters. And we are committed to doing that. The issue is the way the system is structured is that if the performance of those pension funds is underperforming, if their investments are underperforming, the only place that they come back to increase the contributions are from the city. So our costs tend to go up if they don't perform at a level that they're expected to perform at. And that has put pressure on us, particularly over the last 5 years, as we've seen that the financial markets really took a beating in 2008, 2009, and haven't really bounced back like everyone hoped that they would.
Sure. Mayor, you've been on the Illinois Municipal League mayoral board. What kind of movement do you see coming there? The Illinois Municipal League lobbies for things like this. Talk about what you see outside of the circle of Peoria for that in the bigger picture.
a lot of the board is made up of mayors and village presidents from much smaller communities. The issues are the same. It's just the relative scale that they're dealing with. And certainly, to a mayor, everyone is in agreement that the current system is not sustainable. There comes a point where it's going to break, and it's going to break at the expense of us. And we try to encourage the discussion at the state level to really be realistic about the system as it is. It cannot possibly bear the burden of what they've handed out. So we need to address that. And I guess maybe just to simplify it down is, I guess I'd rather be in a position to negotiate a solution to make sure these pensions are funded before the state goes bankrupt, because then you don't have anything to negotiate against. You know, as the manager said, we're committed to funding the pensions that we're obligated to at this point, but going forward, it's important that we get that addressed.
Mayor, do you see any movement forward at the state level on pensions by the end of 2013 or in 2014 on reform?
That's probably the $64,000 question. I know that there's a sense of urgency to get it done. My confidence level of seeing that happen during the veto session isn't real strong. And then, you know, next year we're getting into election season. So I guess that's a non-answer.
How does your crystal ball on that look, Patrick?
I think that the challenge that Springfield has is getting everybody to the table to really move. And it gets into, as the mayor said, the political calculations that everybody makes based upon who's in control and who's not in control.
And who's up for election and, yes, all
and
of that.
So it's an almost intractable situation that we're in right now that hopefully we'll see some positive leadership and movement towards solving what is the biggest question and question mark over that's hanging over the state's fiscal future for the next.
So talk about the high points that people should be looking for in the 2014 budget when the proposal is rolled out.
I think what you're going to find is that we have additional resources for police protection built into this budget, which is six additional officers. We're going to be making some changes within the budget for Public Works in terms of the organizational standpoint in Public Works as Mike Rogers gets his feet on the ground. It's a balanced budget from an operational standpoint without the help of our labor unions in crafting an approach to health care. We wouldn't have a balanced budget, so that's been very helpful. And we have money for our infrastructure improvements, for road improvements, for the capital needs for the community into the future.
Police contracts negotiations opened last week.
They've commenced, and we'll be working over the next few months to hopefully wrap up a contract with our police union as well.
Everybody's still sitting at the table comfortably in this point in negotiations.
So far, so good.
Phenomenal. What is the overall budget number going to be, are you anticipating?
Overall, we're going to be right in that $185 to $190 million budget range, just like we were last year.
Anything that you see quickly, Mayor, that council members are going to want to add or subtract from the budget?
I think that the benefits of having strategic planning sessions, talking about priorities and having those discussions throughout the year really minimizes a lot of conflict at budget time, in addition to the fact that we're not looking at this big pot of discretionary money of how we should spend it. So, the last 2 years, the manager has brought a balanced budget to us. That's what we're expecting to see this year. And I really think that outside of maybe some minor tweaks or adjustments, I think that the council is going to be very proactively moving forward with what we've already established as priorities and what our spending plan is going to be for the next 2 years.
Specifics of the timeline on the budget?
We'll have the operating side of the budget presented to the council in the next 10 days. And then the mayor and I are heading overseas to a sister city's trip to Botswana, Africa. So when we come back in November, we'll start the budget hearings and try and wrap everything up before Thanksgiving.
Thank you both again for taking the time to be here. Mayor Jim Artis, City Manager Patrick Urich have been our guests on Outside the Horseshoe this evening. I'm Tanya Kuntz. Thank you for being with us.